On this Tuesday, let's check the weather forecast. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. It's an absolutely gorgeous weather day here. I kind of think this came from your part of the world. Tell me about what we'll see in the next week or so.
Yeah, it really is very pleasant because we're in a temperature pattern where I call it the Goldilocks temperature pattern, where it's warm, but it's not too hot. And humidities are fairly low. And, you know, for another couple of days, that's going to be how it's going to go. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms will pop up, but nothing significant. As we go into the weekend and into early next week, we'll start to see an uptick in the activity when it comes to shower and thunderstorm chances. This is going to be especially true as we get into the weekend and early next week. Thunderstorm coverage across the central and northern western Corn Belt will pick up. We're also going to see some needed rain. There's been some good rain in spots in some of the winter wheat country of southwest Kansas, eastern Colorado, and the Texas-Oklahoma panhandles. They'll see some shower and thunderstorm activity as well. It's also going to get wet again along the Gulf Coast this weekend and into early next week. So enjoy the quiet weather we have now.
Can you take a look back for me really quickly from Friday, Saturday, into yesterday? I think I had 6/10 at the home place on Saturday. Another inch fell yesterday. Was that fairly widespread across a large portion of the Corn Belt or not?
It was. I mean, in every rain pattern, you always have winners, you always have losers. But overall, you know, the coverage of the amounts you just mentioned was a good 60% over most of the Corn Belt. Now, there were some pockets in the north and the west that maybe didn't get that much. Those are the areas that got a little bit less. And we're going to see a similar coverage pattern with this increase in thunderstorm activity this weekend and next week.
Does it come with warmer weather, too? Because I was thinking earlier in the season, not very long ago, in fact, we were talking about a warm, wet summer.
Well, that appears to be the case. Now, will temperatures be what I would call hot for an extended period of time? Doesn't look like that, but we are going to head into early July here now, and we can expect at least temperatures to be at average or slightly above average at times. But we don't see, at the same time, extended heat either.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming.